Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
may I Amen. Good evening, everyone. Praise God.
God.
This evening, we bless God for you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Station. Amen. We are Eagles Wings Ministries International. We're a church with and without walls, non-denominational. Any way we can reach out to souls, that's what we do. Hallelujah. Because God is everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to bless God for who he is. We thank God for this ministry and also our leaders, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. Amen. And everyone else on the line. We thank God for the people here that allow us to come speak. Amen. Because they really don't have to. But we thank God for their willing hearts. Amen. And may God be a blessing unto their life abundantly. Amen. And so we just want to start with some prayer. I am Prophet Gabrielle. Amen. I'll be tag teaming. Flowing with Prophet Veronica. Amen.
Amen.
So let's start off with prayer. Amen. Father God, we just bless you for tonight. Lord, we thank you for what's going to happen. Thank you, Lord, for a new beginning on tonight, a fresh slate, Father God. And, Lord, we just bind up any satanic strategies of noises or issues with electronics or issues with trying to be here for those who desire to be here. Father God, we command the doors to be open for people to come, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for what's going to happen on tonight. Lord, as your prophets flow, we thank you for first revealing things unto us tonight to tap on into the spirit as you reveal unto us. And so, Father God, we thank you for the unity calls us to flow in a kingdom orchestrated and ordained by you way, Father God. Father God, we decrease and ask you to increase like never before. And we thank you, Lord, for using us as your prophets to be your mouthpiece for such a time as this, that, Lord, people will only hear your voice, your sound, and what you have to say, and not what we have to say. In Jesus' name, Lord, we say yes, nevertheless, not our will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, Prophet Veronica, did you want me to get on going, or did you want to start off? How you want to flow? Amen. I'm flowing with you.
I'll let you know how I'm going now. All right. Praise God.
Right.
As Apostle Marcus Dupree has been teaching us on waiting on God, the Holy Ghost put in my spirit the other morning as I was riding and just thinking about what I would speak about on tonight. He put in my spirit waiting without wavering. Praise God. And it is so important to be able to wait and not doubt what God is going to do and not waver back and forth in believing, because you can't wait and pray and worry, because it's going to contradict. One is going to contradict the other. Praise God. So I just went through looking through some scriptures and just going through and just studying and see what God says about waiting and what he says about doubting, and because doubting is a form of wavering, because if you waver, you're going to doubt what you're waiting on. You know, you say, okay, yeah, it's going to happen, and then doubt will crawl in and say, no, it may not happen. Praise God. So I just, like I said, I went through some scriptures, and the first one that I came to was Genesis 17, verses 21. And it's Genesis 17, 15 through 21, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Version, amen, of King James. And it states as thus, "And God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah, princess, her name shall be. And I will bless her and give you a son also by her. Yes, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a son?" Amen. So, okay, and go on to say verse 18. "And he said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. 19. But God said, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Isaac, meaning laughter. and I will establish my covenant of solemn pledge with him for everlasting covenant and with his posterity after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard and heeded you. Behold, I will bless him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. He will be the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. Fulfilled, and that also is connected with Genesis 25, verses 12 and 18. Well, God is now giving Abraham a promise, and he promised that even in his old age, that he and his wife shall have a child, and he even gave him the name of the child, praise God. And so, you know, I totally understand what Abraham, how he must have felt, to say, you know, I'm 100 years old. How, you know, what are we going to do having children now? You know, it's kind of late in the day for us. It's not kind of late. It's really late. Praise God. But at that moment when God spoke, to know that whatever God said will come true. So just to think that, at this point, that God has given you a promise, and you think that it's too late in the day for it to come forth. But anything that God speaks out of his mouth has to come forth. Praise God. Prophet Gabrielle, would you like to speak on that?
Amen. Amen. Look at God. Amen. As Prophet Veronica said, glory be to God, humans, we have to be mindful. As I was just listening to her, one thing I heard too, picked up on, is we as humans have to be mindful to discipline our thoughts and our mind, to not go to what man says, to not go to how our body is functioning at that age. So what if you 55? So what if you, if according to man's law, you're in the senior citizen, whatever. According to God's law, your age is never a factor, as you can see in the Bible. According to God's law, glory be to God, your criminal record, your credit score, and what's on your credit report, all these things that man lets try to move you with fear in as a pawn by Satan, God is saying, that's not my law. Well, hallelujah. All he requires us to do is just have faith, regardless of how it looks in the natural. He just requires us to have faith, and then he'll tell you on your end what's needed for you to do as far as instructions. Glory be to God. But he don't want us to, and when we go to looking in the natural, that means it comes to negative thoughts. You know, when we get to being moved by, oh, you know, what happened with our mother, and the same thing been running down the family bloodline, and the same thing will happen to me, and, you know, cancer runs in my mom's side of the family, you know, or, you know, even if it don't, well, what if I be the one to get it? What if I be that one out of five women? You know, just conjuring up stuff, and you don't have to do that because you begin to open up doors. You begin to give Satan permission to inflict or attack you with stuff or attach it to your body. Because in your mind, you're beginning to open up doors because you're beginning to believe stuff. Mm-hmm. You're beginning to believe it and receive it when you don't have to. Because if you go back, we encourage you, go look at Jesus. Whatever Jesus did do, you do. Whatever he did not do, don't you do it. Amen.
Amen.
That's the root to that. Hallelujah. If you remember, Jesus didn't have a house. He didn't have any nice little gym shoes or tennis shoes, as some say. He didn't have no furniture. He didn't have none of these things. And if you look at him, it wasn't just because he was Jesus that he wasn't concerned with these things. Jesus, first of all, had understanding. And guess what? The root was, the reason why he was able to have understanding, because he had relationship with the Father. See, we have to have a relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can't be secure in something if you don't even have a relationship with it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. So, amen. Look, Tag, you're in, Prophet Veronica.
Praise God. Okay, I'm going to now go on to Genesis chapter 18 and verses 10 through 14. The Lord said, I will surely return to you when the season comes round, and behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son. And Sarah was listening and heard it at the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in years. It had ceased to be with Sarah as with young women. She was past the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I have become age, shall I have pleasure and delight, my Lord, her husband, being old also? And the Lord asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? saying, shall I really bear a child when I am old? Is anything too hard, too wonderful for the Lord? At the appointed time, when the season for her to delivery comes around, I will return to you, and Sarah shall have born a son. Praise God. So God questioned Abraham. He said, you know, when I spoke, your wife laughed, you know. And, you know, that's like, that's just like an insecure laugh. You know, it's like a laugh kind of like of ignorance when you really don't know better, and it something just tickle you, but it's really not funny. But you just seem to laugh anyway because it's like, you know, it's like just a little nervous, like chuckle, like, you know, no, you got to be kidding. That can't be. That's not about to happen. But God said that, is there anything too hard? Oh, my God. That is powerful. That is powerful right there, because he's saying, you know, there is no way you can doubt who I am or what I'm capable of doing. You know, anything, I looked into the firmament and it seemed that it was darkness, and I said, there shall be light, and there was light. So how can you question someone who can give light to the earth? Who can put the stars in the sky? Who tells the water where to stop along the shore? Praise God. So, I mean, and even created man and then created woman out of man. So what would make you question what God is able to do, even though you're looking at it in your physical? So, once again, you can't doubt. If God has given you something, you cannot doubt that he's going to do it. And you can't waver in your faith of believing in what God says and his word, because the word said his words will not return to him void, but yet accomplish what he sent it to do. So, praise God, we just have to just keep on. We have to stand fast and be faithful, and to just know that whatever God placed in your spirit, it will truly come to pass. Amen?
Amen. 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 You know, that's so funny what Prophet Veronica was saying about Sarah, I believe it was, that laughed. Mm-hmm. Whether she realized or not, she laughed because it was in her heart. That means she had some doubt or unbelief in her heart. That means she had faith in the natural effects of her body instead of walking by faith, you know, without sight. She was choosing to believe in sight, you know, that to the point where when the truth hit her in the face, she rejected it, not on purpose, but she just, because it was in her heart, you know. And we have to catch that by the spirit. Sometimes in life, because we're so used to something natural, that when God show up on the scene, you'll end up rejecting God, what he's telling you, which is the only truth. And it's not because you're a bad person or you're just evil and you just hate God. No, that's not what it is. And, you know, you just only want to worship Satan because you believe in Satan. No, but we have to be mindful that sometimes you can literally form a world, even in your subconscious, to where when it's your time to be healed or your time to stop having an issue of blood, like the woman in the Bible, because you've been hurt so much by men or women or both genders or your parents and family members or whatever, whoever it was that did it, you know, when it's your time for your wealth to come on in from unknown places and foreign places and people that you never even knew of in high places, you'll end up rejecting it, and you don't want that to happen. So if you don't want that to happen, you need to sit down and let God show you, deal with those areas of doubt and unbelief. And if you're struggling, do like Peter and say, Lord, help my unbelief. Amen. Because you really want to trust in God. You want to become like Caleb. That's what we need to be like. We need to be like Caleb, you know. Glory be to God, because isn't it amazing how we're so quick to believe what men say on the news and what the doctor's diagnostics say and what our family members say over what God say? And guess what? None of them are God. None of them get on the cross and die for you. None of them nailed your sickness, the sickness that's attacking you now, or disease or illness or infirmity, or the debt you may be temporarily having, or your low credit score. None of them nailed that on the cross and said it's done. None of them said it is finished. You know, none of them was crucified and risen, resurrected with all power in their hands, you know. And so with that being said, we have to come to the realization and be honest with ourselves. If God, when God shows up on the scene, you need to get prepared in advance. what you going to do when he show up? Are you going to believe and receive, or are you going to be cursed like Thomas with Thomas' faith because you had to first see it to believe it? Don't be like Thomas. Amen. Don't upset God. Don't disrespect God. Be like Caleb. You know, shut the mouths of people around you who operate like the spies, where they speaking negative for people before they even come into your life, misjudging the whole situation. Shut their mouth. You know, shift your atmosphere. Amen. Because, see, by them speaking like that, they let you know they don't need to be in your life, because you don't need nobody affecting what's coming to you or getting in the way or trying to hinder your focused mindset. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what, that's so awesome that you would even say that, you know, because I've been believing God for some things, and I've had people come to me and say, well, okay, we know what you said you're waiting on God to do, okay, in the meantime, but what about plan B? I said, I don't have a plan B.
Amen.
And that, you know, I don't have a plan B, because I believe in my whole heart that if God doesn't do it, it won't be done. Amen. So for me, in my belief, for me to come up with a plan B, it's like, in a way, it's like I'm doubting God, because, you know what, I better come up with something, because what if God don't move? Then I'm wavered. I've wavered in my belief. I've wavered in knowing who it is I serve. Amen. And what he is capable of doing. So like you said, you know, people can speak into your ears and you know, and it to your spirit that, oh, okay, this might not work out. So what you gonna do in case it doesn't? Amen. But when you really, when you have it grounded in Christ, and you said, no, for God I live, for God I die, I can't look at anything else. I can't take my eyes off of it, because I am going to drown. I'm that Peter. If I take my eyes off of Christ, I know I'm going to drown. So I thank God for how you elaborated on that just now, because that is very important. You cannot, you know, allow anyone else to speak into your spirit, to stand on what God has given you. Amen. And
amen.
Now I'd like to go into the book of Matthew, and I'll be reading from chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. That's Matthew, chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. When Jesus had finished his charge to his 12 disciples, he left there to teach and to preach in their Galilean cities. Now, when John in prison heard about the activities of Christ, he sent a message by his disciples and asked him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we keep on expecting a different one?" And Jesus replied to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed by healing, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have good news, the gospel preached to them. And blessed, meaning happy and fortunate, and to be envied, is he who takes no offense at me and finds no cause for stumbling in or through me, and is not hindered from seeing the truth." Praise God. Then, as these men went their way, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "Did you go out in the wilderness to see a reed waved by the wind?" Now, that's something that I really should have studied a little bit more with that last scripture. What did you go out in the wilderness to see? So, to me, God is saying that, you know what, I've done all of this, but yet you still went searching for something more. You know, it's like everything, is all the miracles that he had performed, all those he healed, you know, all those he gave the good news to, you know, new life to, those who have now have salvation through him. You go out still looking for something else. So once again, you're wavering because you don't believe that it is what it is. You feel like it's got to be more. You know, what if it's more? You know, is this not enough? Oh, yeah, this was enough for this time, but maybe there's more, you know, and not really trusting that God is your all in all. God is everything, and God is able to take care of everything. So, like I said, to me, that shows again that you could have been wavering because they could have been wavering because they went looking for something else, you know. And the question was, are you who is supposed to come, or should we look for someone else? Praise God. Prophet.
Amen. That's what you said on that last verse, amen, about, I think that was verse 7. Correct me if I'm wrong, Prophet Veronica, that you said you were still studying on that one, right?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You know what? And while you was talking about that, I was looking at that in the Message version, amen, and then the Amplified version, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And let's see here. The Amplified version, verse 7, said, as the men were going away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind, which is commonplace? Mm. That says a lot to me right there. If he's calling it a commonplace, he's saying, why, like you said, Prophet Veronica, why are you going back to what you already know was right there? That's mm-hmm. a commonplace for you. You know what's going to happen if you go to his house. You know mm-hmm. what's going to happen if you meet her at that restaurant again. You know that's the same place that's common for you two to get caught up in sin. You know, why are you going to go with that person when you know that's a setup for you to end up robbing somebody or it's going to be a shootout? You know, why is you going there? You know that's mm-hmm. common ground for you. That's not good ground for you to go on to. That's a common place where Jezebel is at. You know, that's a common place where right. the murdering demon is at. Why are you going over there? What are you going out there for? What's in you that you chose to get like David and go to it instead of doing like Joseph and running away from it? You know,
amen.
And Message version said, when Jesus' disciples left to report, Jesus started talking to the crowd about John. What did you expect when you went out to see him in the wild? A weekend camper? Hardly. Interesting, ain't it?
Amen.
He wanted to know, you know what this lets me know? Motives. What's your agenda? What's your
amen.
Motive for going out there for? What's you going back there for? Why are you going to take a little sip of that Hennessy when you know how you used to get with dark liquor? Why are you going to do that? What is your
amen.
Motive?
Praise God.
Amen. You know, Jesus like, look, I'm over here moving forward, and why are you going back over there to a common place? What are you in that? Is something you need to be dealt with then? Because, see, if you're still common with that, it's a reason why you're drawn to that. You know, why
amen.
Are you going out? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And that's interesting. He said, what did you go out in the wilderness to see? That made me think about the Israelites in the wilderness. Ain't nothing good but repeated cycles. You going in a circle. You like a dog chasing your tail. In the
amen.
Wilderness,
mm-hmm.
amen. In the wilderness, you settling and compromising. You just getting by. You ain't even doing good. You just getting by. You like a job, just over broke. Hallelujah. you know what you going out to the wilderness for? You remember what goes on in the wilderness? Glory be to God. You can't even be content in the wilderness because it ain't where you desire to be or where you're supposed to be at. Hallelujah. It's a common place. And common falls in the family with being something familiar. You know, you
yes,
have to be careful
yes.
that when you get the fiending spiritually for something because it's familiar or the enemy sends someone past you because you still got residue that's familiar to the sin you used to do, you better be mindful of that. Don't go to that wilderness, to that common place. Stick
mm-hmm.
with Jesus. Go with Jesus. Hallelujah. And learn as he talks about John. Amen. As he teaches in parables. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we like to say that any time during the broadcast, if you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you can dial 347-945-5416. Then press 1 to speak. The number again. It's 347-945-5416. Amen. Praise God. Let's see where I'm going to go now. I will go into Acts, chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Alrighty. And it is, to them he showed himself after his passion, to suffering in the garden and on the cross, by a series of many convincing demonstrations, questionable evidences, infallible proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and talking to them about the things of the kingdom of God. And while being in their company and eating at the table with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, "You have heard me speak." He said, for John baptized with water, but not many days from now you shall be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So, once again, Christ is telling them to wait. You know, he said he's already gone to the cross. You know, he's already risen. And he said, now, John came to baptize with water, but now I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I wonder, you know, what they actually felt at that point. You know, it's like, okay, because they had no idea what that was. So I guess it's like, okay, what are we waiting for again? You know, it's like speaking to someone who knows nothing about Christianity. And when you try to explain to them what the Holy Spirit is, you know, sometimes it can be kind of taxing because they really have no clue of what you're speaking of. You know, it's like, and then, you know, they call it the Holy Ghost. So when you say the Holy Ghost, and that really just like mystifies them. They're like, what kind of ghost? You know, they think you're talking about like Casper or Ghostbusters or something like that. They don't realize that it's actually the Spirit of God, you know, part of the Trinity. So imagine his disciples, you know, he's telling them just once again, wait. And we see that it's so important when you wait on God. He said, wait for the Father. Wait for, you know, you're going to wait for further instructions. You're going to wait for this gift I have to give to you, you know. So we really have to stay grounded and stay put, because if you don't, then you're going to miss what God has for you. You know, you go out and try to go ahead of him, and then he had so much more planned for your life, but you just blew it just because you couldn't wait. That's because you doubted if he was going to come through. I know I've been in that position many times where, you know, I try to come up with something else. I said, okay, all right, so if they say they're going to come out on such and such a day, what I'm going to do. But all of those plans always fell through anyway. So if I would have just waited, I would have saved myself some heartache and some aggravation, you know, and some discouragement. Because, you know, when your plans don't go through, you get discouraged. But if you sit and you wait on God, he won't disappoint you. He won't let you down, and you won't be discouraged. If you put your trust in him, you won't be anxious. You know, you won't sit up all night long worrying. And if you want to stay up, then stay up praying. Don't sit around and worry about what tomorrow is going to bring or the next minute, because none of that is promised to us, and God is in control of it anyway. So you might as well just relinquish all that aggravation and that worry and just place it at the foot of the cross and just say, God, you know what? I need you to take this for me. I need you to take this for me, because I can't go on with it. It's too heavy for my back. I can't carry it. Amen. Prophet.
Amen. Powerful. Go, prophet, go. Amen. Amen. You know, as she said that, I was thinking about the word, amen, wake. And I was looking at the, I said, let me look up the meaning of that word, wake, because wake is like a disease for a lot of us. We'd be like, ooh, don't even say that word, honey. You say that word, people get the bean mugging you and getting stones, and they ready to stone you. They like, shoot, wake, honey, I've been 5 years already. How long more? Not realize that in the Bible, people had to wait 30-something years, you know?
Amen.
You know, of course, amen. And so I was looking at wait, and so to share with you all, amen, this very powerful to me, it said to stay in a place until an expected event happens, until someone arrives, until it is your turn to do something, and et cetera. Amen. That's so powerful spiritually. So that means if you don't stay in your place, the expected event you was expecting ain't going to come. Amen. Mm-hmm. If you don't stay in your place, guess what? You're going to miss Jesus when he show up on the scene. Amen. You're going to miss that miracle. You're going to miss that soup up on your natural. Amen. And there's a certain time God will tell you, this is what I want you to do. This is when you need to do it. Be in your place at this time, point, place. And if you're not there, guess what? If somebody else is there, they'll end up getting it. They'll end up getting a suddenly when you were supposed to get that suddenly. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory be to God. So here's the point, the reason why you need to stay in your place. Guess what? You need to stay in your place, because also the meaning of wait is to not do something until something else happens, meaning get rid of anxiety. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Don't rush and go do something else just so you can make it happen. God don't need you to make it happen. He already done made everything happen for you. Glory be to God. He just needs you to be in your place. Amen. And keep expecting, and not just having hope, but having substance with that hope, which is faith. Because, see, hope is not going to cast your mountain into the sea. Jesus Christ said faith. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, that's what's going to cast that mountain into the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And so you can't do something else out of anxiety, or because you just, look, I don't know how long, the Lord takes a little too long. I got to get to get us. I got to get it. And what's going to happen is you're going to get something, all right, but it ain't going to be what God had for you in his will. Amen. And
amen.
If you understand like I do, when you're anxious for something, Satan will give you what you don't need. It'll be something to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It'll be the counterfeit. And also the third definition said to remain in a state in which you expect or hope that something will happen soon. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You have to remain in a state where, look, I believe God, no matter who passed away, no matter what loved one is getting attacked or what sickness, illness, or infirmity, disease, no matter what happened to my child at school, no matter what's going on my spouse, how he or she may be acting up or getting caught up in something, I'm going to believe what God said, because this all is happening for a reason, to move me out of my place.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to stay in my place. It said remain there. You have to stay there, because you got to go back. You should have your book where you write down every word somebody said the Lord gave them to you, and date it and put their name by it, because God holding them accountable if God didn't give it to them. And if he did give it to them, you want to be able to go back, and that's going to tell you who's in relationship with God and who's just not. Hallelujah. That'll help you out a lot spiritually with weeding out the wheat from the tares. So you need to remain in the state where you wait, because if you don't wait, guess what? When Jesus show up, divine government, you're going to miss out. You won't be like the woman with the issue of blood to receive your virtue or receive your miracle, or like the demoniac Gerasene who was clothed in his right mind, not only spiritually but even naturally. He had on clothes. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So God don't just want to give you a one way. He's trying to give you a double whammy. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't wait and stay in your place, and remain in a state of faith and expectation and anticipation, guess what's going to happen? You're going to miss out. And ain't no telling how long it's going to be before you be able to get it again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And as Prophet Gabrielle said about faith, and Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title, the deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Praise God. So, you know, we know that faith, without faith, it's impossible to even please God. You know, we have to have that faith. We have to have faith in what we were taught. what God's word is. Like Prophet Gabrielle said, you know, if you don't have faith that God is gonna come through, then you might as well just go on your merry way, because it's not gonna happen for you. It's not going to happen for you. You have to have that God is going to make it happen. Now, I'm sure that there's some cases where God works anyway, because, you know, that's just the kind of God that we serve, that, you know, he gives us in spite of ourselves. And, you know, some things that we don't even deserve sometimes, he gives it to us anyway. But just to think of how much more that he will give you if you have that faith in him. You know, because even as humans, you know, when somebody has faith in you, you kind of go above and beyond what's normally asked of you. You know, when someone has faith in you that you can do something, it kind of pumps you. It energizes you. It encourages you. You know, it gives you inspiration that, you know, wow, you know, I didn't think I could do that. But they had faith, enough faith in me to entrust me with this task, with, you know, to entrust me with whatever it is, you know, of holding something for them. Praise God. They had enough faith that I wouldn't spend it, that I wouldn't waste it, that I wouldn't run off with it, you know. So it kind of pumps your ego in a way, because you feel like, you know, okay, I've got to be for this person what they're expecting of me. Because if they didn't expect much from me, they wouldn't have never given me this. Praise God. So we see that faith, you know, goes in the natural as well as the physical, as human. You know, faith really goes a long way, praise God. And once again, we ask that at any time during the broadcast, if you would like to ask a question or to make a comment, that you can dial 347-945-5416, then press 1 to speak. The number again is 347-945-5416. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. It's just so amazing. Amen. You know, we got to learn. We have to let God transform and renew our mind, you know, even as part of Veronica was speaking, because it's interesting how we get faith in evil stuff, you know, whether we realize it or not. And we don't even be knowing to be a sin until you do it. But still, the thing is, we get faith so quick about the wrong things. If you look at your life when you was in sin, and some of you still caught up into some stuff by choice, amen, because remember, Satan can't force you to do anything. Mm-hmm. He can only present it to you, but it's up to you to go ahead and say yes. Amen. It's up to you to accept it. He even though he can't make you, hallelujah, he can tempt you, but he can't make you. Amen.
Right. Amen.
So it's just so funny how, you know, even when we were ignorant to some things, not to say we're dumb. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying we just didn't have the knowledge. Amen. Don't make you a dumb person. Amen. And so with that being said, that's why we have to be mindful. God says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, because when we didn't know no better, we had faith in doing evil. We really did. We had faith in doing sin. If we wanted something done, some of us are used to doing things and making it happen ourselves, that we have faith in our own self. And see, we're limited. We're limited in this flesh and limited in this earth, you know, and God purposely allowed that to be so that we can learn how to have faith solely in him, not faith in finances, not faith in what, you know, your family member said, not faith in what your boss and supervisor said. He don't want us having faith in the 401k and all this limited stuff that can never pay you what you're worth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They don't know
Amen.
You who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. God said he'll make you the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, above and not beneath only. Hallelujah. So things should be in the process in your life. Hallelujah. God don't want us always working under somebody. He wants us also to be entrepreneurs and over some things so we can help other people come over some things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you get there by faith. Hallelujah. Like she said, faith is what it takes. Amen.
Yes.
So we encourage you today with faith is that, look, when we was in sin, we had faith in doing things. Couldn't nobody tell us we weren't going to be able to do what we wanted to do? We did it because we just had faith in it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how we got
mm-hmm.
to that point, but, you know, it's interesting. When you become as adults, it's like, hey, you can't tell me something. I'm an adult now. I can do what I want to do. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get to choose the consequences. Amen.
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 Amen. So, you know, we have to be mindful of that and keep that in mind. And look, when you was just saying, hey, look at how much faith I had in doing wrong. And I did it too. But look what it cost me. Lord Jesus, I didn't know that was going to happen. So what God wants us to do, that's why he said, let me take you off your head, because he used upside down. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Blood rushing to your head. You're spiritually dizzy. Let me take you off your head and put you on your feet on a solid ground. Let Jesus be your cornerstone. Amen.
Amen.
So that you can understand what having faith is without looking at it in the natural. Because, see, you can't even believe in me if you keep looking at what's going on in the natural, because I'm not in the natural. I'm not in your emotions or your feelings. God saying, look, when you even worship me, you got to get in spirit and in my truth. Hallelujah. When you come to me, come on out the flesh, because I need you to be able to believe in what I'm going to tell you. See, God's going to tell you some stuff to build you up and help you out, but you got to believe in him.
Amen.
Glory be to God. You have to have faith, because that's the thing. When you as a natural parent tell your children something, you ain't asking them to believe in you. You already know they better believe in you. Ain't no questions about it. They better not go asking somebody else to do it or try to put somebody else in your place as their mother or father, because that's what God sent them through you for. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
To be stewards over them. Amen. And to raise
them
and train them according to the word of God through faith. So when you tell them something, they better have faith in what you say, because you their mother, you their father. Glory be to God. And you wouldn't purposely lie to them. That's not your heart. You only mean them good. So they better have faith in you. And if they doubt you, then we got a problem. You're going to look at that as disrespect. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're going to tell them, didn't I tell you this and this? Then why did you go do that? See, that's why they pose a weight. They have to wait on you. Catch that by your spirit. If your children, you tell them something and they get anxious for it and they go to somebody else and they cause them some problems, or they end up in the hospital or they end up in jail, you're going to say, but didn't I tell you I was going to do it at this time? Then why didn't you just wait
until
I got home? Why didn't you just wait? Now, since you didn't wait, this is what it's going to cost you. And guess what? Now you're not going to get what I had for you. See, that's how God is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we just wait, amen. Of course, the peer pressure going to come, and in the process of us waiting and laboring in ministry, Satan going to bring his little imps and stuff like that, because that's what he do, because he knows, guess what, we're all still spiritually learning and developing and maturing. We don't know everything. We just like teenagers. Hallelujah. We don't know everything. You
Amen.
Could be 100 years old and still don't know the tricks and trades. Amen.
That's right.
In the realm of the spirit.
That's right. That's right.
So God is saying, just like it is in the natural, God said, where do you think they got it in the natural from? From the spirit? Because that's how I am with you all, in the spirit. If I tell you, when I tell you I'm going to do something, wait on me. Don't go following this person because they got a title, and then you end up like that young prophet in the scripture who listened to the old prophet just because he had the title of a prophet and end up costing him his life.
Mm.
He should have listened. He should have listened to God. Hallelujah. So listen to the Lord. When the Lord says wait, hallelujah, just wait. Don't be moved by other people. Don't be moved by people who think they know you, your kinfolk and them, because they didn't create you. That's why, look at their situation. They already in the worst situation. How are they going to teach you? Hallelujah.
Right.
They won't even
listen
to God themselves. They won't even wait on God. Look at them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even waiting. Hallelujah. They're making things happen, and that's why things are being made in their life like it is. So wait on the Lord, as the prophet Veronica was saying, because it's important, because when you don't wait, guess what? It's only going to cost you. Because guess who didn't wait? You didn't wait. So you
That's
get
right.
affected. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, prophet. Praise the Lord. As you were speaking, I went to James, the first chapter, and starting at the second verse, it says, consider it holy, joyful, my brethren, whenever you are invoked or encounter trials of any sort, or fall into various temptations. You just spoke about that. Praise God. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let the endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work, so that you may be perfectly and fully developed with no defects in nothing. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers hesitates or doubts is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. For being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, and decides. Praise God. That scripture right there, it just tied it all up in a nice little bow. Praise God, and put it on the package of weight. Amen. Because it told that you're going to come against different trials. You're going to have different temptations. But patience is going to take patience without wavering. And that you have to go through this, because if you don't go through it, the work that God is doing in you will not be thorough. You know, it's just like giving birth. You got to wait. As our apostle just spoke about the other day, you know, it takes 9 months to deliver a baby, for a baby to be born. And some come early, but usually the ones that come early, they you know, they have deficiency, you know, like either their lungs aren't developed yet, you know, because they didn't stay inside long enough to get all the nutrients and for all their organs to thoroughly grow. So it's the same thing with us in our pattern of waiting, that we have to wait on God so that we will be ready for what he has for us. Because, you know, it's bad to go someplace and, you know, let's say you're all dressed up, and as Prophet Gabrielle said, like we're teenagers. So let's picture a teenage girl, and she's all dressed up, and then they give her these high-heeled shoes. Now, all her life, she went from baby shoes to maybe sneakers or a little dress shoe, you know, like a school shoe, a uniform shoe, and now you're giving her these high heels. She is not ready for those heels. Those heels are 4 inches. Her foot is going to twist and turn, but yet because she thinks it looks good with that outfit, she's going to step out there and try it. Now, she's going to fall down. Or she's going to look stupid because she's going to be stumbling. She does not know how to walk. She's not prepared for that yet. Amen. So, you know, it's the same thing. Don't go out. Don't step out on something that you're not, that God has not prepared you for it yet. Just wait on him. And don't doubt that he's going to come through. Don't waver in your thinking. Don't waver in your faith. Just sit and wait. Just know that God is who he said he is. He's the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Amen. And he will come through. So don't waver. Don't fall apart. Don't think, oh no, it's not gonna happen for me. You know, everybody else got it, but I'm not gonna get it. No, don't be double minded. Just sit and wait. Just keep your mind stayed on him. Keep your mind stayed on Christ. Just keep remembering God said it. God promised me this. He said when you pray his word back to him. Praise God, because he honors his word. So anything God says, you can take it to the bank. This is real. This is real. I don't care what nobody else says. I don't care whatever trial I go through. You know what? I'm going to repent, and I'm going to go back to him. God, help me get it right, because I don't want to miss what you have for me. I don't want to be tricked by the enemy. You know, I don't want the counterfeit. I don't want the knockoff. I don't want the bootleg. I want the real thing. Praise God. And getting the real thing, sometimes you have to wait. Amen?
Amen. It's so awesome. You know, God is using you, Prophet Veronica. Amen. You can truly hear that you've been studying to show yourself approved, because you are rightfully dividing the truth tonight. Amen. And that's so powerful what she said about the mindset. And when she said that, I was just visualizing that in the spirit. You know, that's interesting. That's why people end up with a reprobate mind, or they go insane, or in the mental side, into where people have to naturally tie them up, because their mind, they're divided against their own self. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. How do you get to that point where you divide it against your own self? And they literally shut down mentally to where they become the devil's playground in their mind. Some of every demon is having a party in there. Oh. Amen. So what they would do, they're capable of doing any evil thing because guess what? They have lost their mind because they're no longer stable in their thinking. They're no longer focused on God. Hallelujah. They're now allowing their minds to be focused on demonic spirits and listening to other voices and all these other things they're hearing. They're talking back to them and don't even know what they're really entertaining. People lose their mind because God said, how can two walk together unless it's in agreement? People have to learn how to walk with their mind in agreement with the mind of God so that your mind won't be divided against God. Hallelujah. Amen. And like she said, the analogy you used is so powerful about the little girl in heels because people don't realize if you put somebody in something they're not supposed to be in before they time, you can literally cause them to be spiritually molested and raped by evil, perverted spirits. Mm-hmm. Because even as Prophet Veronica was talking, another thing with that little girl, if you putting her in them heels and dressing her like an adult, even if it is a pageant, that's too much for her. You got people who done lost their mind to sadistic, perverted spirits that look at her, they look at that child as a sexual object, as a sexual toy. Hallelujah. Meaning that even this goes for in ministry. This is why some people get spiritually molested and raped because people trying to, they throwing them on a platform before they time. It's not time for you to be operating like you've been in that for 10 years. You're still a baby in that area. Hallelujah. Who told them to put that garment on you of royalty just yet, and you're still premature. You're not even ready yet. Hallelujah. And then when they do that to you, then they also themselves, they spiritually prostituting you, putting you on their corner in the spirit and making money off of you, money off your gifts, money off your anointings. Won't let you speak when the Lord says so, but when they say so. See, praise that's spiritual God. Slavery. You got to know. We got to know these things. God said, know those that labor amongst you.
Amen.
It takes years for a true leader to come forth. Don't believe me? Look at Jesus. Look at Moses.
Yes. Yes.
Look at John. Even John knew you just don't go out there by yourself. Even when he had to represent and let them know about Jesus, you just don't do what you want to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
John showed us it's not about him. It was about Jesus.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen. John waited. He knew the time, and he waited. You got to wait. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because when you don't wait and you let people put you out there, the devil will tear you to pieces alive and walk in your blood and go after your children, too. He don't care.
Yes.
So wait.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, once again, we would we offer you to, if you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, you can dial 347-945-5416, then press 1 to speak. And the number again is 347-945-5416. Amen. Prophet Gabrielle, would you like to do an altar call?
Amen. Sure would. Amen. And praise the Lord at this time. We want to also, if you're not able to say anything, amen, or you prefer not to right now, that's so fine. That's okay. We're not here to force you to do anything against your will. Amen. But we also encourage you, don't get comfortable with being in the background. Amen. Don't get comfortable with not speaking up and speaking out because, see, that's what Satan desires. He wants to gag you and mute you spiritually so you don't get what you need because he even knows that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you confess things, things have to loose you and set you free indeed. Amen. So we open up right now. If you need to give your life to Christ or rededicate yourself, we would just like you to repeat after us. Amen. Amen. And also make sure that your mind is made up and have the understanding that when you do this, it's normal for you to experience attacks or people getting crazy in your life and being used as a pawn by Satan to come against you. Not the person, it's the spirit behind the person. Keep that in mind. This is not a natural warfare. It's spiritual warfare. Amen. And Satan is fearful when you choose to obey the voice of the Lord and not be foolish and hard in your heart, but choose wisdom and salt in your heart. So repeat after us. Amen. Father God, I thank you. For allowing me to breathe your spirit. And so, Father God, I come unto you tonight. Giving my life to you. Rededicating myself unto you.
Dedicating myself unto you.
Wholeheartedly.
wholeheartedly.
No more lukewarmness, Lord.
No more lukewarmness, Lord.
No more double-mindedness.
No more double-mindedness.
No more lip service.
No more lip service.
But tonight, Lord, in this new week.
But tonight, Lord, in this new week.
In this new beginning of August.
In this new beginning of August.
My mind is made up with a yes.
My mind is made up with a yes.
To be a doer of the word.
To be a doer of the word.
Obeying and cooperating with you.
Obeying and cooperating with you.
So, Father, I give myself away unto you.
So, Father, I give myself away unto you.
I confess that I have sinned against you.
I confess that I have sinned against you.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
My mind is made up.
My mind is made up.
To turn from every evil, wicked way.
Turn from every evil, wicked way.
Humble myself.
Humble myself.
And seek your face.
And seek your face.
Thank you, Lord, for accepting me just as I am.
Thank you, Lord, for accepting me just as I am.
Nevertheless, not my will.
Nevertheless, not my will.
But your will be done.
But your will be done.
In my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' name it is so.
In Jesus' name it is so.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless
Amen.
God for you all. Amen. And again, we bless God for everything that's happened tonight. We thank God for God being God all by himself. We thank God for Eagles Wings Ministries International, Church With and Without Walls, non-denominational. We bless God for the people here who allowed us to speak. God bless you. And we thank God for our leaders, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. And also bless God tonight for how he uses prophets, Prophet Veronica Evans, and myself, Prophet Gabrielle. Prophet Veronica, did you have something to say before we close?
No, praise God. I just thank God for this opportunity again.
Amen. It's always fun and a pleasure. We love you all. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Yes, he does. Bring it.